Runk.
Hey guys, it's the episode of Congratulations. It's the episode of Congratulations, and we are up and running, and it is time to get into it. You know, Brian Callen just texted me. Stupid idiot, he wrote. Okay. All right. Let me actually read some of the texts he sends just out of nowhere. Just out of nowhere. He writes, here we go, hold on. Guys, he texts me the worst ideas sometimes. Okay. Okay, just for no reason. For no reason, out of the blue, texts me, Chris D'Elia to-do list, colon. Things to do, again after that, colon. Which only means that he copy and pasted this to a bunch of his friends and changed the name. Things to do. First thing, feed my kids. Second, puss around like a pussy. Third, nap. Four, puss some more. Five, go to bed. And then in a separate text he writes, true or false. Let's see what else. Let's see what else he writes me. He says, how's your workouts going? Great, I bet, huh? For no reason. No. Oh, wait, three texts. He writes, ooh. No. He writes, hi. Okay. Then I write, what the fuck? Okay, man. Okay. Oh, hey, man. And I say, don't flirt with me on text. And he says, ooh, wildcat, meow. And then he writes, how's your workouts going? Great, I bet, huh? I said, okay, man, they're good, but yeah, but chill. And he says, I bet. Good is an understatement. Do you push until you think you'll explode, then collapse into a dripping pumped heap? here's another for no reason text. Out of the blue, writes, wait, let me read it first to make sure there's nothing incriminating. Okay, here we go. I'm pretty original at the end of the day. For example, this reason doesn't... what does that mean? This reason doesn't bother me at all? You might have spelling mistake. You, I'm guessing, are in a corner feeling scared or feeling set, even though you're under the covers. Set. Okay, well, he definitely voice texted that one and ruined it. Whatever. Whatever, it's a big disappointment, but he texts me crazy shit. What was I going to say? I was going to say something about Brian Callen or no? I don't know. Anyway, what I am going to do is talk about, well, you know, it's an episode, so we're having a good time. We can play stuff from YouTube and they won't demonetize us because it doesn't matter because we're not demonetizing it. And you guys get the raw deal. You get the real raw deal, you know? You get the real raw deal, right? I'm going to get a colonoscopy because I'm not quite at that age yet, but why not get it out the way, right? It's the only curable cancer, which I didn't know, and is colon cancer. So I am going to do that, but what I have to do first is go in for like a pre thing. I got to go in and I got to talk to the doctor and he has to tell me what it is. And then he asked me two or three questions that could absolutely be over the phone. And it's just to get your money, I would think, right? Because it's just, let me show up the day of, put the thing in my butthole for 20 minutes. If you got to snip something out, snip something out. If you don't, all good. I'll come back in 10 years. Right. But I don't want to do this colonoscopy, but I have to. My uncle didn't do a colonoscopy until he was 70-something, and everything was fine. But 1 in 20 people get it, that cancer. That's what the doctor said to me. Couldn't believe it. So I'm like, oh, man. And my grandma had it, so I'm worried. All good. Didn't mean to start the podcast like this. But, well, also, I told him I'd take that Cillian Murphy husk. And that he said that he to make my fiber good, you know, And he's like, and you take it every day? I said, no, no. And he said, oh, how much? I said, well, not very often, actually. He's like, so every now and then? I was like, maybe, yeah. And then he kind of rolled his eyes, and I was like, why am I even saying I take it, you know? I used to be such a hard line about that shit, though. With drugs, I used to be like, if somebody smoked weed, I thought that they were like, they do drugs. Do you do drugs? No. I mean, I've done it once or twice. Oh, so you do drugs. I would be like that annoying kid, like such an annoying kid. But I went to my colonoscopy, and I guess you can't eat or drink for a whole day. And I was going to do an 8 a.m. colonoscopy, but here's the deal, dude. I'm always thinking, dude. I'm always thinking, all right? I can either go Monday or Tuesday on – those are the days he puts the things in your butthole and snips out polyps and whatnot and takes a camera and a whole film crew and looks into the – if his film crew runs into my film crew on my back, that'd be hilarious. But it's either Monday or Thursday. So they said, how about Thursday? I said, no, I'm going to be in Victoria, B.C. then. Can't do it then, by the way. VictoriaBC, ChrisLee.com. And I said, well, so they said, how about April 1st, Monday? I go, what a great, perfect for me. April Fools, I'm going to get a colonoscopy. That's great. Comedian, I love it. Okay. 8 a.m. I go, all right, fine. Okay, let's do it. I'll wake up early. I'll do it. Who cares? The day's shot anyway, right? Because you had something up your butt for 20 minutes. No homo. But I did, but no homo. Even no homo or homo. If you had something up your butt for 20 minutes, pretty much day's over, right? Can we agree? Can we agree with that? Even for women, if you do anal, can we agree with your day's over? If you have something up your butt for 20 minutes, right? Day's over, all shot, right? That's why you don't really do, I feel like you probably, if you do anal, if you're in anal, you don't do it in the morning, you know? I feel like you do it probably from 4:30 on, right? And day's up. Right. So, you know, you have dinner after that. Even if it's early, you go to bed like an old person. But I was like, OK, I'll do it at 8 a.m. Fuck it. The day will be shot, but I'll just relax. You know, it's a Monday. I usually do congratulations on Monday. But you know what? Maybe I'll do it on a Sunday or maybe I'll do it on a Saturday. Who knows? You know, I could get crazy with it. So they say, let's do it 8 a.m. Monday. I say, OK. But like an idiot, I'm there. I'm like, OK, wait, no, wait. I fly back then. Wait, how many days does March have? I'm like such an idiot, you know. And she's like, well, it goes to the 31st. I was like, okay, then I'll do it. So then I come back. And on the way back, I'm like, I don't want to wake up that early just because somebody's going to put something in my butt. Also, it's weird, right? Because I don't want something to go up my butt, period. Why am I waking up early to do it? Let's just do it in the afternoon, which is what they do on Thursdays. And I'll just find a Thursday I'm not out of town. Furthermore, I fly back Sunday. Okay, so check this out. Now, this is where I really start thinking. And this is really the shit. And this is what I love saying. This is the kind of stuff on my Patreon because this is the depths, the very depths of me that you guys get to unlock that not many people get to unlock because this is the Patreon episode. I come back Sunday, the day before my – this is the most boring fucking thing I've ever talked about in my life. I'm talking about flying and colonoscopies. Whatever. I fly back Sunday. My wife says – because she's going to come with me, right? My wife says, let's fly back really early. It's Easter. I want to be with the boys. I say, okay, cool, right? So I'm going to come take the first flight back from not North Carolina, but Virginia. And I can't eat. I can't eat from 8 a.m. to 8 a.m., 24 hours. Now, I'm like, well, I'm going to wake up and take an early flight. So that's going to be a full 24 hours of not eating, right? Now, I'll probably be sleeping for, well, I probably won't be sleeping that much of it, to be honest. So, okay, because put it this way. I wake up at 8. I got to start by not eating, all right? Because it's already 24 hours, and I'm going to be doing putting the thing in my butt, putting the film crew in my butt. So I'll probably sleep because I'll be nervous because I don't want a thing in my butt for 20 minutes, less than normal, okay? So I'll probably get, to be honest, 5 hours of sleep at the most. So that's 19 hours of not eating. That's a lot. Now check this out, dude. And this is where the logistics come in. If I'm doing it on a Thursday, I cannot eat at 3 the day before. Wake up late on on Wednesday. And not eat from, like, say I wake up at like 11 on Wednesday. I don't eat from 11 to 11 on the next Thursday, but I already knocked out the beginning because I've been sleeping and I've woken up hungry in my life twice. That was very quiet, but it's okay. We'll juice it up, right, for the thing. I've only woken up hungry in my life twice. So now I'm like, oh, shit. I'll wake up at 11, do 24 hours of fasting, but check it out. I've already knocked out. So I'll go to bed a little earlier and then wake up late on Wednesday. Bro, it's going to be like only 2-3 hours of not sleep, not eating. Then I'm going to wake up. I got to take that stuff, though. I got to take that stuff, right? That flushes you out. Where you're just hanging out. You drink that stuff and it makes you it's like the laxative, right? By the way, why can't I just take regular laxative? You ever take regular laxatives? You can't go anywhere. You got to shit everywhere all the time. Why do they got to give you a thing? Remember in the 80s, dude, when my parents would do it, they'd have a jug of water, like a fucking asshole working out at the gym. Just a jug of water, not water though, the X-Lax shit. And then they drink it and they'd just be shitting all night. Wow, vivid memories of my parents drinking that stuff. Anyway, I don't want to do it, but you got to do it. Preventative, right? So I'm going to do it. And the doctor was like, do you want to go out? Way out? Do you want to go out for 20 minutes? Or do you want to be in that twilight stage? And I'm like, I kind of want to be out. But then I'm like, I don't want to be groggy. Just put me out in the twilight stage. But then I'm like, what if I really like it? I'll be a drug addict from then on, and I guarantee it. But anyway, so yeah, so that's kind of what's going on, dude. I had a fucking thing this week. People are just gonna be dumb, huh? And it's not everybody. Everybody's not dumb, but everybody together creates dumb, right? Like everybody. For instance, I have 2.2 million followers on Instagram. If I post a story, I'm going to receive dumb, right? Even if it's very easy to figure out or whatever, even just a regular thing. There are too many people on my thing following me to where I can't receive dumb, right? So I will receive dumb no matter what. So my life's going to be inundated with dumbness pretty much because I'm posting, right? So I go to this fucking, I guess it's like an outdoor mall kind of a thing. It's where I work out and eat sometimes, get coffee, whatever. And I talked about this on my story on my Instagram, but a guy blocked me in, dude. Okay. I park. I go to work out. I come back. I'm blocked in. And like an idiot, I'm like this. Like an idiot, I'm looking for my car. And I'm like, where's my car? For way too long. And I notice, I'm like, I thought I parked right here. I did park right there. There's just a guy blocking me in. So I'm like, wait, I was right the whole time. My car's just in front of that guy's car. Because I pulled in a little further than normal. All right? I pulled in a little further than normal because there's no wall. There's no wall. Right? There's no wall. So I can just pull in a little further as far. Guess how much I can pull in? As far as I want. Because it doesn't affect anybody. As a matter of fact, it makes people's lives easier. I pull in a little too far, then the person to my left and right can open their doors freely without dinging anything. And I can open my doors freely without dinging them. So what I'm doing is good. What I'm doing is a good. I did it that way because I'm good. Okay? Now, I do that, and I go, awesome. Now, I go work out. I come back. Someone, because I pulled in too far, is now pulled in behind me, blocking me in. I can't get out because of something I did. That's good. Now, what kind of car blocked me in? Yes, you guessed it. A lime green Jeep. Of course he did, right? So I'm pissed off, and I'm like, what the fuck kind of asshole? I can't get out. Now I live here. And I'm pissed. And I'm not pissed. You know what? I'm not even taking it personal. I'm pissed that Jesus Christ has made these kinds of people. You know? I'm just like, come on, God. You ever get so mad where you're not just angry personally? You just go, ah, come on, God. So I'm like, I'm there. And another guy parked next to me says, I'm leaving. You could swing around and come out and get out this way if you want to. And now I'm even doubly pissed because I don't want to, right? I don't want to have to do that, number one. Number two, I don't want to do that because I don't get to be here when the guy gets here and then get to be mad at that guy. Dude, this is how so insane, right? But I don't want to live there. So I'm like, okay, I guess I'll leave. I'll leave. Fuck it. Thank you. Good idea. I leave, right? The lime green fucking car is there sticking out, okay? So I put it on my story. The amount of absolute morons that are telling me I double parked, that are telling me I parked wrong, that are telling me I parked like a jackass, so I deserve it. Dude, I just go, all right, okay, I got time today, I guess. I guess I got time. And I just posted a bunch of stories after that about how you need to understand that this is what happened. Who cares? People were still dumb after that. They say, no, but I still would have been mad because you double parked. Oh, I just explained. He just explained how he didn't double park. But okay. Oh, he just explained how he didn't park. But okay. Absolutely bonkers, dude. People just are. They just don't think. See, this is the thing. Because I ask a lot of questions. Sometimes my wife is like, hey, you know the answer already. And I'm like, but I want to ask about a specific part of this thing because I want to make sure I know. And maybe, yes, maybe I'm a little autistic, but also I'm, you know what I'm doing? Making sure. A lot of people should be making sure more. What happened the other day? The Brendan's party thing. I was such an idiot on the text. And I wanted to unload on my wife. I just wanted to be like, wait a minute, what the fuck? Did this happen? Why did this happen? And I just sat with it. And we were texting and I thought, you know what? I might be wrong about this, but I'm sure I'm not. I had all of the texts to make sure that I wasn't wrong. I was looking at the texts and I go, I know I'm not wrong. You know why? Because of looking, because of seeing the evidence, because of seeing the words that are on my phone right now. That's all the evidence that I need. I'm definitely right. So I get to be mad. But what do? I go, you know what, me? I've had it worse off before. Maybe I'm still wrong. Even though I see I'm right. So I back off the heat and I say, you know what, babe? I'm sorry. A lot of times I just don't really get stuff. Can you explain to me how this happened? And guess what she did? Explained how it happened. And then I looked at the texts again and saw what it actually said. You ever see something that's not there? You ever see something that's not there? How about this? You ever see something that's not there twice? How about this? You ever see something that's not there a few times? That was me. So sure. And then I said, you know what? Instead of getting mad, let's just quadruple check with someone else's eyes. Oh, okay, my eyes are fucking done then. My brain just doesn't compute. I just fucking, dude. I had a conversation with my brother and my dad the other day, and I forgot two separate things two different times. And my brother says, man, that's happening to you a lot lately. So, great. It's not getting any better. I mean, I've been saying I need to take ginkgo biloba, but I don't take it. Maybe I should really actually start taking it. What the fuck is ginkgo biloba anyway? Let me look it up. I mean, I know kind of what it is. It's not the tea with the balls in it, is it? No, that's soba. Wait, what is that? Ginkgo biloba is a plant. Oh, okay. Well, do they make a tea or what? Where am I? No, not the soup. What's that thing that was super L.A.? Oh, yeah, it's pills, right? The ginkgo biloba pills. Yeah. What is it? Boba tea. Remember, does anyone even take that anymore? It's an Asian thing, right? Yeah, but these fucking morons with the shit. I'm sure it's fine, but like, I don't, this is the number one white chick thing, you know? It's like, they just want to drink tea with balls in it because they're so like, it's different, you know? It's super annoying. This is like what, it didn't really pop off like yoga, but it's basically yoga in a glass. I'll try some. They got cool different colors. I'm a sucker. Boba tea, dude. I somebody told me, they're like, no, you got to try it though. And I go, all right, you with that attitude, I'm never fucking with it now because of that. And I made that a thing, and it's a thing. So that's fine. I got the Yeezy tea. I paid $20 for a Yeezy tea, and it came in the mail, and I got it, and it has a one on the back. You know? And the guy who was on Twitter that was making fun of the Yeezy tea that I talked about last few episodes ago, he it's the same shirt he has, and I fucking wear it, and I think I like it, dude. I'm going to wear it when I work out. I probably won't. I'll wear it just lounging around the house. You know how I do it. Kanye, I guess, has a big, big bed. I've thought of this before. So I want credit. Look at how big Kanye West's bed is. I've thought about this before. I want a bed that's just the floor of my bedroom. And you put a mattress on the whole floor. When I was a kid, I remember thinking of that and thinking, yo, that's going to be, when I'm an adult, can you just do what you want, you know? Like, what is it about kids' imaginations, you know? Like, my kid, if it was up to my kid, he would just be different people or things all day. This morning, he was a cat. He said, look, I'm a cat. And he's just walking around like a cat. And I was like, oh, cool. Look, I'm a cat falling. And he falls down. Oh, that's cool. Look, you see this cat over here? I'm like, all right, cool, you know? What happened? Why can't we fucking do that anymore? That, we really, you know, something really sweet about that, you know? And I get it. We have responsibility and jobs and also are in reality and kids aren't. But like, well, they're in reality. They just don't realize it. They think reality is a little bit different. They think reality is a little more fantastic than it is, right? Like my son earlier, he was like, look, I'm in a box. And he was completely halfway in the box. I'm like, I can see you. You're not in the box, you know, but I didn't break it. I didn't say that to him. I was like, oh, what's in there? Hey, I pretended to open it. And, but my point is, when I was a kid, I was like, I'm going to get a bed that covers the floor of my bedroom. And it's going to be, you know what I'm going to be? The best adult because of that, right? I was just like, I'm never not going to do this shit. I'm never not going to be dreaming like this and be a fucking kid. I'm never not going to do that shit. And you know, look, I'm 43. I tell jokes for a living and I'm silly as shit. And the other day I was joking with somebody, I don't even remember. And I was like, I can't believe we're this old doing this shit. The other person was older than me. But I'm like, that's the life I fucking created. And that's fine. But at what point did I decide it wasn't a good idea to have a whole fucking floor bed in my house? I just kind of lost that there. I don't really want it anymore. Isn't that weird? Our wants change, you know? I don't like that. I wish I liked the same stuff when I was a kid. If I did, I'd be having a lot more fun. I see my kid playing with Transformers, just having such a good time, dude. And I'm like, man, I want to have that good of a time. But instead, I'm having a great time watching him, but I'm smiling like, just like watching and smiling like it's the end of a movie or something, you know? And I'm like the character that learned a little bit. And I don't know.
Dead at Mercy Medical Hospital in Wollaston. Runners participated in the London Marathon today, less than a week after the bombings. Athletes,
NBC.
Okay. The worst newscast broadcast.
Dreams in Motion organization has a fun time for the disabled. A deadly avalanche kills 5 in Colorado.
You're watching the first Sunday day on NBC North Dakota News, your news leader in high definition.
Gay fucking shit.
Good evening, I'm...
No. Oh, AJ Clemente. Oh, this was years ago, right? I mean, this could not have been recently. Yeah, 10 years ago it was posted, so.
Van Tew, you may have seen our newest AJ on NBC North Dakota News, and he'll be joining the weekend news team.
Hey, guy. She's talking. It's obviously on.
My co-anchor. Tell us a little bit about yourself, AJ.
Thanks, Van. I'm very excited. I graduated from West Virginia University, and I'm used to, from being from the East Coast.
I love it, dude. The first day. And he exposed himself, too, because he was like, yeah, so I graduated just and now does my job.
Okay, well, welcome aboard, AJ.
Thanks.
Go for it.
A fatal ATV crash happened yesterday in Williams County. Officials say Kevin George rolled with his ATV while turning from Canal to 151st Street. George was thrown from his vehicle. He was not wearing a helmet and pronounced dead at Mercy Medical Hospital in Williston. Runners participated in the London Marathon today, less than a week after the bombings. Athletes paid tribute to the victims of the bombings with a 30-second moment of silence observed before the start of the men's elite race and the marathon.
Wow. Why does he...
Dakota News, your news leader in high definition.
Gay fucking shit.
Why does he just say gay fucking shit, dude? Like, don't say... Once you should have a rule. When you get behind the desk, you're just like, I know somebody could be... I mean, you're mic'd, dude. That's unbelievable.
Good evening, I'm Van Tew. You may have seen our newest...
And then he's still...
Good evening, I'm Van Tew. You may have seen our newest... AJ
said,
on
I'm gay.
See North Dakota News, and he'll be joining the weekend news team as my co-anchor. Tell us a little bit about yourself, AJ.
Thanks, Van. I'm very excited. I graduated from West Virginia University, and I'm used to, from being from the East Coast.
What do you think he was trying to say? What do you think he was trying to say? This is incredible.
AJ on North Dakota News, and he'll be joining.
So they're on North Dakota.
Weekend news team as my co-anchor. Tell us a little bit about yourself, AJ.
Thanks, Van.
You could tell by the it was fucked. You know why? Because the was two different notes. If you go you could have a comedy, but the second you fucking start, look. That's you're done. You're done. That's the end. You know what your last word should be in that sentence? Because you're not getting anywhere good after that.
Thanks, Van. I'm very excited. I graduated from West Virginia University, and I'm used to, from being from the East Coast.
Okay, I think what he tried to say is I'm used to the weather, like the cold weather from being from the East Coast. Okay. Yeah, because North Dakota, right? Because it's cold. Wow. That's great. Dude, the newscaster fails are so great, and I think it's because it's the ultimate you had one job. Fuck, all they have to do is get information to you, and when they just blow it and they're like, this just in, Schneisenberry, it's just so, why is it so beautiful to see that shit, you know? Why? Let's look up another one. Newscaster bloopers. I don't know if I like, what is it? Oh wait, what was this one? I've seen this one.
I'm so pale.
You're on it.
What?
The officer. I mean, don't laugh.
Oh, these are all
already
the, these
arrested
are the,
for DUI.
These are.
I am. Hold him tight. I am.
You got him.
I am.
Oh, it's okay.
No. Oh, come on, dude. This one looks great.
It's okay. Come a little closer. I'm going to stay over here.
Alligator.
Do they know each other?
Okay, so the... So, all right, so this is like 2 minutes in. An alligator. The newscaster holding an alligator, and then there's two wranglers. And the male wrangler is a male and female. The male wrangler is holding a smaller alligator. Or crocodile, whatever. And then the woman is just watching, okay?
No, hold him tight. Hold him tight. Hold him tight.
I am.
Hold him tight.
I am.
Right.
You got him.
I am.
Oh, it's okay. All right. All right, Johnny, you got it.
I'm first and last name.
I am! I am!
What's happening?
Oh, this guy fell pulled in. Amazing, dude. That's the one right before it, dude. He just falls in and it's too. Oh, man. Russians falling are great because they're so serious.
It's okay. Come a little closer.
The amount of times the guy says, I am. Let's do an I am counter. Here we go.
He'll be here by Joni.
Do they know?
No, hold him tight. Hold him tight. Hold him tight.
I am. I am.
Hold him tight.
I am. Right. I am.
You got it.
Damn.
Oh, it's okay. All right.
All right, Joni, you got it.
Five of them. Five IMs. And the guy was... Hold up.
First and last name, please.
Erica O'Donnell.
And can you spell first and last?
F-I-R-S-T-L-A-S-T.
Oh, no. That's so stupid.
In the news this morning, the next time you pass gas, make sure no police are around. A man in West Virginia faces assault charges after police say he passed gas in fantasy. The officer. I mean, don't laugh. After the man was already arrested for DUI, according to police reports of St. Cruz, I can't even get through this.
He passed the gas so loudly, the officer said it was, quote, very odorous and created contact of an insulting or provoking nature.
Mr. Anchorman.
See, that wasn't even right. That was, to put that story in there was wrong. That was wrong, man.
I didn't see it when I was looking through the script. He stuck that in there.
Very odorous.
I mean, you know, I can't believe.
Q Janus, turning 10. We had mentioned.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry. It's one of those.
I totally fell for it, didn't I?
What an idiot!
I think it was a trick.
I think you're right.
I
think you're right.
That's great.
I think you're right.
Wow. Yeah, you think? I sneeze here. Man, I could watch these kinds of things all day, huh? Shit, man. Wow, sneeze. It made me see stars, that sneeze, kind of sneeze. Let's watch a little more. It's just fun.
Who asked for that shout out? Who asked for it?
I'm going to be dizzy as shit, honestly. Oh, wait, this one looks.
Who asked for it?
This is.
I'll have to go back and look.
Maybe it's legit and I in. Have a sick mind, but that's the way it came across.
Hopefully, there's not a 10-year-old really with that name out there who. Wow.
Apparently, they're the most popular creatures right now this time of year. Beaver breeding.
Those little guys are cute and cuddly looking. The beavers I've seen are bigger.
And not.
Yeah, and they don't look as friendly. So I don't know. Maybe I've seen my beavers in the wrong place.
Hey, guy. Making it worse. Getting fired.
Moving on.
Getting so fired, you know? That's so dumb that they call vaginas beavers. Like, what dork came up with that? I remember when I learned that, as a 9-year-old, I was like, what? That's stupid. Welcome. I mean, dude, this fucking thing. And please enjoy the stylings of the Pussy Eaters. Dude, just. Well, that guy's not even doing it. Oh. Oh, Martin Scorsese's in there. That's cool. I mean, the one guy who's going, like, he really does. You know, dude, these guys got so many chicks after the concerts. How many are there? I mean, there's just 100 guys. Oh, that guy's not even doing it. Just an old guy that was just doing this. Oh, that's disgusting what that guy did. Side to side, all little. How many guys? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, the worst singing, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, Martin Scorsese, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, are you 24? Are you shitting me, dude? 24 guys got together just... Also, anybody could do that shit, you know? I wish I was in it and they were just panned by me and I was just going like really going for it. Why aren't they going for it? Why aren't they going for it? Probably because it was like the 70s or 60s. Dude, are you telling me now? Oh my gosh. I'd be killing that shit. Every song would start with an M. And here we go. We got the Pussy Eaters coming late night on Jimmy Kimmel Show. We got the Pussy Eaters. Stay tuned. What is that? So not talented.
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fine. What's your name and where are you from?
Giancarlo Esposito from Italia, New York.
Oh, I'm not see. Stop playing with them. Damn.
Yo, that's right.
We see your fit. Describe it right quick.
What's that?
Describe your outfit.
My outfit?
Uh-huh.
Xenia top. Got a little zip. You know, keep me warm.
Mm-hmm.
Xenia sweater. Or
ooh.
Cashmere,
damn.
Baby.
Ah.
You know, the cashmere is out of sight.
Stop playing
yeah,
with them.
Uh-huh, oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I got ceramica pants.
Ah.
I mean, these ain't nothing, man. These ain't shit.
Man, okay,
but you know the ostrich boots. So it off. You know it's
damn.
That's actually cool, this guy.
And the hat.
Uh-huh.
Penman Classic, John Penman.
Stop
out of Oregon.
Oh my.
Handmade, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, you're
this
not
is the royal around. Cap. This will hold up in 30-degree weather, 20-degree weather.
Uh-huh.
Rainstorm coming down on it. It's 10X Beaver. It's going to keep you warm and keep you dry. You know, that's right.
That's right.
Blow you up. You
they're talking you about something that isn't this exciting, you know?
A styling tip, what would it be?
Top and bottom, baby.
Damn!
Ow, you what's know your, that. Middle.
Well, you know what's so funny is how... of course Giancarlo Esposito is the happiest man, you know? His career just has gone. He wasn't even getting really shit until he was 50-something, you know? Oh, and now he's in some show that's coming out that looks absolutely terrible. That the new show that's coming out where he's like... basically, it's the thing where... like, he gets famous for playing... I'm not saying he's bad. No, he's not bad. He's great. But he does the one thing very well, and now this is the show that's going to tank because he's doing the thing, and this is the show where he's doing the thing, and everyone's just going to be like, "Oh, we're done." Also, he's the lead role. Yeah. I didn't know he was Italian. I guess the name is Italian, yeah. What is this fucking betting scandal? Massive theft. Translator changes story. Oh, that's the key. That's the key, dude. Learn a different language and just speak that and have a translator. If you fuck up, you can't get canceled. Nah, I didn't say that. The translator fucked it up. He's the one that said the N-word. It wasn't me. He said I said it. Shohei Ohtani's lawyers say the Dodgers superstar has allegedly been the victim of massive theft, reportedly accusing his now former interpreter. Oh, okay. Of taking funds. The interpreter? You can't really, the one thing about this is he can't be, being an interpreter, you can't be like, sorry, I misinterpreted what you said. You can't use that defense. So you're fucked. Oh, I thought he said 4.5 million, $4.50. Now I get it. Oh, I was wondering why he wanted to wire transfer me $4.50. $4.5 million. Okay. That makes sense. Okay. My bad. I get him fired, but. I just misinterpret. He claiming on Tuesday that was paying off his gambling debts. Okay, so the interpreter said that he was paying off his gambling debts, and then he changed his story a day later. However, to say Ohtani was unaware of the payments, Mizuhara, who has been working with Ohtani for more than 6 years, was in Seoul, Korea, with Ohtani and the Dodgers, and they opened a 2024 MLB regular season against, I don't know. Wow, that's pretty wild. I guess it's boring, right? But billion?
Million.
Oh, million, yeah. Gambling debt. Well, that was, well, remember what's his name? Supposedly had a $50 million. Apparently that's fake, but. Um, Obviously, he, Otani, wasn't happy about it and said he would help me out to make sure I never do this again, Mizura said. Oh, yeah? He decided to pay it off for me. I want everyone to know. Wow. Oh, so they're saying that the baseball player is bad because he was betting. But now he's saying. Yeah, no, he never did, right. But he wanted people to know that he didn't. Right, wow. Crazy. 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 Incred. This was wild. Saudi Arabia's first male robot. Pervin out. How is that? By the way, check that. Someone check that. That's a robot. I mean, you know what I mean? It could be like the fucking things in the Super Bowl that the creator made. This could easily be just a guy with a fucking mask on. If you wanted to grow up, you just do it. You could just do that right there. Whoopsie. That would have been amazing. Look, here we go. The man just say, robot, what are you doing? And he just says, she was asking for it. She shouldn't have been walking down that alley late at night. She wasn't. She's a news reporter. Well, she shouldn't have been wearing that. A blazer and pants? Well, what about all that ass? What about all that ass? Programmed. Who made this robot? Oh, it was fucking... Okay, makes sense. It was Robin Thicke. Robin Thicke, dude. Remember when he took that picture with the girl, with the woman, and he took the picture of him, and behind the camera captured the mirror behind him, and his hand was fully in the girl's pussy. It's fully in the girl's vagina. And they were like, what the, dude, if that was now, he'd be beheaded. Robin, just look it up. I shouldn't even bring it up. It's beyond it. It wouldn't matter. The guy's too big to get canceled. You see it? What do you type in? Vagina grab. Mirror picture. There it is. You see it? It's in there, dude. Well, look, he got his hand in there. I mean, it's just straight up in there, dude. Dude, that is so. That's who made the robot. My, I'm sorry. She shouldn't have been wearing that. She shouldn't be walking down the alley late at night like that all alone. Maybe. When was this, by the way? Does it say? See, this is crazy. Like, you know what I mean? If I did this, there'd be 9 articles about it. 2013, yeah, back when you could kind of just, like, you know, do whatever. Wow, so funny. I gotta be honest, part of me just wants to watch those newscaster videos. And because they're so fucking funny, dude. It's the ultimate. Maybe we watch these. The deserve it skills get me. Well, we know what's going to happen here. I mean, if the right one's not going to get you, the left one's going to get you, you know? Then, you know what? He deserves that just for what he's wearing. This is a fucking Dick Tracy villain. Like, to be in this suit alone is crazy. To be in this suit doing this is insane. Deserved it. A 10. That's a 10. We found a 10, dude. We rarely get 10. That's a 10. Oh, okay. The top comment is dressed like that. You deserve it. There we go. There you go. Here we go. Surfing over a table. Wow. Oh! That didn't go the way I thought I was going to. I thought he was going to go flying. He didn't even get there, dude. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see what that is. What number? Out of 10. 10. You didn't get that hurt, so 10. I kind of wish he got a little more hurt on that one, honestly. That one was okay. He probably seemed like he was okay. Okay, stomping on a metal bar. No. That's a fake. No, it's not fake, huh? Because the way the guy laughed. You know it was his friend. Dude, watch what happened. Step on a thing. That's like an 8, maybe. Oh, wait, I already did that one. So that was that one. Okay, that's like an 8. Let's see over here. Bro, I can't believe... Let me think about firecrackers. Like, if you're over 8, 17, and you're playing with firecrackers, what are you doing, dude? What are you doing? There's exceptions, like if you have kids and they want to see firecrackers and you're 40 and you like them, you know. But if you're doing it like, oh, dude, check this one out, you're a fucking moron. Oh man, now you do go over there here. Oh, you're doing that. You're a fucking moron. Firecrackers are the thing that you, after like age 16, you just go, oh, wait, it's really just seeing a bunch of lights. I am done with that. There's all the versions of this. I've seen pretty much all of the versions of this. All good. Pack it up. But some people will just be like, hey, you going to the fireworks? Right? And then people just blindly like, yeah, why? Because it's a certain date and we're near a Ferris wheel, right? Because it's always right. And so like, if you're over 16 fucking with fireworks and then you're not part of the exception, you just kind of deserve it, whatever happens. Look, swinging it around. That is... fantastic. Swung it around like he's got one of those bad guy, like in a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, thing, like a chain with the hook at the end of it, and swung it around his body, and it just lit him up, dude. Oh, fuck. He got fucked. The back of his head. Oh, he's fucked. He got fucked. I love how he hasn't uttered one word. Dude, his hair's gone in the back. That guy didn't get blind. Wow. That's a 10, maybe. The way he reacted was great. The way he reacted made it a 10 because he jumped a little bit and his foot went up. Oh, dude. Whose fault is that? The drivers. No. Yeah. Well, no. No. It's the driver. No. It's both their faults equally. No. It's probably the passenger's fault a little bit more. It's got to be. You don't put shit up on the... One time, I was driving with my brother, and I had like information on a piece of paper. This is before cell phones. And I needed the information. And I was driving home from school, and I gave it to my brother. I said, hold this. The windows were open. I said, hold this. I need it. It's important. Give it to me when we go home. And he goes, all right. Takes it, put it on the dashboard. I said, no, don't do that. It's going to blow away. He's like, no, it's not. I'm like, yes, it is. It's on the dashboard. The windows were open. I was like, it's going to blow away. He's like, no, it's not. I promise. How about this? I promise it's not going to blow away. And I said, really? And he said, yeah. I said, okay. It fucking goes like this. Like, dude, it taunted us. It literally was going, psh, like, this part was a part where it was going, fuck you, Matt. And Matt goes to try and grab it. It goes, pew. It like, dude, it was like a cartoon. It was, and we laughed so hard, dude. But I was mad. And I don't know. That's crazy. Wow. Tinder. Here we go. Some Tinder. Man, I can't believe I've never been on a dating app in my life. It's just never happened. I'm hurt. He says, what had happened? I was short. ? I mean, I was shot by gun. Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Go to the hospital. Already there. He says, why are you on? What? Why are you on Grindr? And then he says, I'm looking for. I'm looking for a long-term relationship, dude. Wow, this is ultimate funny because it's got the typo, the reveal of what happened, and then just the obvious nature of what this guy's asking. I'm hurt. What had happened? What had happened? So black to be like, what had happened? I'm hurt. What had happened? I was short. ? I was shot by a gun. Oh my God, go to the hospital. Already there. Why are you on Grindr? I'm looking for a long-term relationship. Dude, that's like a Groucho Marx joke. Holy shit, that's hilarious. That is so funny. Sending it to my friends. Here's another one. Okay, it says, let's look at it. I don't get why y'all think this is an appropriate eighth message. I have the opposite issue. It always rains when I'm working and I don't get to enjoy like I want to. And then the other person says, I fuck with rain as well, but I like clear skies on at least one of my day off days or something. I don't know what this is. They said, what do you like to get into on days you get both clear weather and schedule? I don't know what that means. Just try and get outdoors and active. Bro, people are just so insane online. The guy writes, just try and get outdoors and active. And then right after that, he writes, sometimes a massive pair of titties. And the other person writes, dude. And then they write, my bad, LOL. They don't give a fuck. Dude, it's the least effort on these dating apps, bro. Just try and get... I mean, dude, wouldn't work, you know? Wow, good sense. People are the worst, huh? Anyway, that's it, you guys. Have a good time. Go to my website, chrislee.com, to get some tickets. I'll be in your city. Add new cities all the time. And that's it. We're having a good time. Have a good one. See you guys.